Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello there. Good morning. It is 2 a.m. Pacific time on this Monday, February 13th, 2023. Welcome to Wanda Faith, Right and Smart Years. Since I have done a show. And hopefully you all can hear me. And hopefully you're doing well. We've been through some rough times. And I'm just getting back to this. And this is my first show back after several years. So it's really good to be back. And I do have a chat room up. I'll go ahead and play it by ear, but I want you to know that I love you and God bless you, and I'm praying. I never stop praying for America and for the people of America and out there and also around the world. So I will probably go over here to my where I host pretty much 24/7, except for I'm sleeping at night. And even then, so I also post news. And let me see here. We had Super Bowl 57, I believe, tonight. I did not watch that closely. But I did take advantage of the Fox Sports app, which aired it live, which was really nice. I wasn't even prepared to until kind of late in the day yesterday, hearing that you could watch, had it on there, and I was busy working, basically. So if you want to check out my newest YouTube video, you can go over to my YouTube account, which is Wanda Faye or Wanda Faye, that's right. And also I'm on Rumble at Wanda Faye. I have many accounts going on at different places. My latest, also, you can go over to my Twitter account, and you'll see that I have my latest video that I uploaded onto there. It's the same as my YouTube video. Latest one, and I spoke about the Super Bowl a little bit, but I didn't really talk about the Super Bowl, so to speak. Now, I mostly talked about what I did during the Super Bowl, which was beginning to post my 72, and check that out if you wish to, praying for Turkey, and praying for America, and of course we had the pandemic and all of that horrible stuff, and then recently and over the last couple of days and week, of course we had the surprise balloon that hovered over America from the signing sea, and then the Biden administration finally shut it down over the coast, shut down. And I guess the remains of it landed in the ocean. And I need to take a sip of water. And it's really good to be back on here talking. Excuse me a minute. I remember that when you're talking a lot on the radio or a podcast or video, the live, 15 minutes live, just went off, I believe. And so I have 8 minutes and 42 seconds, 41, 40 seconds left of breathing, which the live portion is off. So I have 4 Blog Talk Radio shows, which God had me create 4 shows. And who knows, this is just nice. It's nice and short. If I later on get a lot of, get my act together, and I have a lot of viewers, listeners, I'm open to paying for my account $189. I'm not sure. I have to look at it. I have to look at the prices. But let's see here. I can look it up now. Anyway, this works out good. Now, after my shows, just in case you want to check my other shows out, you have to listen to the Body Live if I ever get my act together. So we have this one, which is Want to Say, Right in America. And let me see, this is Right in America. And I believe, and Want to Say, News and Prayer. So now you can go over and listen to some of my old shows on those accounts. And hopefully, Lord willing, and it is willing, I believe, I will be doing all 4 shows. That would consist of, that would be consisting of 15 minutes live. So that would be 4 times 15 would be, 15 would be, what, an hour? Or no, an hour or so. You can do the math, okay. And then, so then there would be 30 minutes total each show, 4 hours, I believe, of shows on each divided by 4 counts, of course. So as long as I know would allow me to do those shows, which I believe they probably will. Maybe not. Maybe they'll cut me down to one show, because I created these shows. Radio was offering free shows, which was really nice, and then they started charging, and I think it's quite a bit. It's really, to me, I'm just guessing that, of course, though, I think that they weren't making money, so I don't blame them for making money, because I understand that completely. Anyway, I like I say, don't follow me closely to what I closely do night and day. Over on Twitter, but want to say I have also have 5 Twitter accounts, but I don't post on all of those as often as I do the want to say Twitter account. Then I have the Facebook account. So what I basically like to do is to really keep everybody informed of what's happening with breaking news. On C-SPAN and our nation's, in Washington, D.C., at Congress. And I try to keep up with what's going on in the country and around the world for mostly breaking news. And I do this day and night, night and day, pretty much every single day of the year. And I do take breaks in working, of course, all day and all night, but I try to stay right on top of all the news as much as possible. So what I believe is important must be in God, I believe. And also, I do a regular, now it has been regular, YouTube video where I read the Word and talk about the Word a little bit, mostly read it and pray it. And so God is helping me to do all this, because back when I did my radio show on Blog Talk Radio, I didn't know how to speak very well. I'm still learning. And it's amazing, because I'm really enjoying just getting back to this. This is one show. I remember about the importance of not leaving time in between talking, because when you're on radio or podcast, you have to keep talking. So anyway, then I graduated myself to knew that I needed to really learn how to speak on the video. So I've been working on video all this time, and I don't know if I've improved at all. I think I probably have, of course. But it's taken a long time. I have 1 minute and 50 seconds left on this podcast, this Blog Talk Radio here, streaming right now. It's not live. I believe it's not live anymore. So thank you so much for tuning in. And it's good to be back, and God bless you. I'm praying for you that God bless you, bless financially with every need met, health and healing, and what else? That's basic. And salvation, of course. Please consider opening your heart to believe that Jesus died for your sins, and get into the kingdom of God as soon as possible. And just step over in faith and just believe. I'm not forcing you to, but open your heart to believe that Jesus is Lord. He died for your sins. And just say the basics would be, Jesus is Lord, and I love you, and God bless you. And tune in again, if you would, please. And 31 seconds, 30 seconds, 27, 6, 25, we're rounding out here, and hopefully the audio is still on this, hopefully. So, God bless you, stay in the Word, get in the Bible, read the Bible, and pray every day, worship the Lord from your heart. God bless you, God bless America, and wherever you're at in this world.